This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the 7th week of Middle Summer. In my capacity as Poor Will, I was once called to the house of a woman who had probably grown the fattest tomato of the season in all of my village. Unfortunately, my visit was delayed, and when I arrived, the prized tomato had decayed to a wad of mush. But the lady had preserved it for me anyway in a plastic bag. She pulled it from the refrigerator and held it up for me to see. "It's not what it was," she admitted. But then she showed me a piece of paper on which were written its once impressive weight and measurements. Clearly, the idea of the greatest tomato transcended its demise. Now, the tomato grower was not alone. These days, electronic devices and pre-digested statistics about the world and the sky have practically replaced the once firm flesh of reality, reducing events and objects to information. And what are the antidotes for such spiritual passivity and such fawning worship of search engine authority? Well, I suggest personal observation and existential fortitude. I suggest having enough courage to say what your senses have told you ever since you were born. That the world is flat. Now, explorers may sail west in order to go east, and rockets may go to the moon. Satellites may send us electrical impulses that many interpret to be pictures of a round Earth. But you believe their messages at the risk of losing your soul. A healthy skepticism toward vicarious science will keep you from living in a place in which the sun and moon rise only on charts, and great vegetables live only in record books. A flat world is accessible to everyone, and it offers challenges enough. When you have come to its edge, having found your way by the stars you can name from the closed dome above, then there'll be time for other notions. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the first week of late summer. In the meantime, go look outside. What do you see? A flat Earth, of course.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.